The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music. While you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good morning, Washington, D.C.
What up, what up, what up? It's AY, time to get up and at 'em with me here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. You're listening in to D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast, as always, on the Team 980. And you can hear us in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And as always, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And I've got a lot I want to get to here on the show today on a Saturday, October 18th, because it's rivalry week. Washington taking on our arch rivals, the Dallas Cowboys, on Sunday afternoon. I'm going to take you behind enemy lines today. RJ Choppy from The Fan in Dallas will join us at 11:30 a.m. And I've been saying all week long on my show in Richmond, there's no team I'd rather face off against with our backs against the wall more following a heartbreaking loss than the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas against Washington. Dallas against Washington, for me, it's always felt like a primetime game, a homecoming game, and a playoff game all wrapped into one. Every time these two teams face off against each other, it just feels bigger. It just feels bigger. And for Washington, this one is so important because we've only played a divisional game, and we won it. Week one against the New York Giants. This could give us a 2-0 divisional record. A year in which it feels like this division is wide open. It's up for grabs. If you know the trend, it's 22 years since the division has seen a back-to-back champion. 22 years. Philadelphia won it last year. And Philly right now, all right, they're the Super Bowl champions, probably the best team in the NFC East when they're playing at their best, but they haven't been, and there have been cracks in that armor. Dallas is below 500 with a tie. Yeah, like, that is so hard to do in six games. They're 2-3-1. It's like they're trying to lose. It's unbelievable. And New York They were the same old Giants, and then, all right, they make a switch at quarterback and running back. You guys know, if you've been listening to this show, I don't respect Jackson Dart or Cam Scadaboo at all. I just don't. So they've got a little bit of momentum, but I don't think they're strong enough to win the division at all. And so, you know, I've talked to a lot of people this week to think the winner of this game may actually be in the driver's seat to win the division. Because of Philadelphia's struggles, for Dallas, they would move back above 500. They'd improve their divisional record to 2-1, and they'd have a lot of momentum. For Washington, it'd be back above 500 at 4-3. 2-0 divisional record. And not another divisional game until December, which would be pretty nice to play out the rest of this month in November with a divisional record of 2-0. It feels like this is just a massive opportunity for Washington to get the train back on tracks, bounce back, and get the season going in the right direction again. And just forget we ever lost to Chicago and to take control of our own damn division. Because when Washington lost on Monday night, it hurt. It hurt all of us. It stung for many reasons. Number one, I felt like we should have won that game. I felt like we were the better team. I felt like we made the more explosive plays. I don't think they made winning time moments happen. I think we lost the game, right? Number two, it was our best player who lost the game. It was our best player who dropped the ball and dropped the game away. And I felt like fans didn't know what to feel. Because, like, are you really going to go after Jaden Daniels, the NFL Rookie of the Year, who just gave us the best season that most of us have ever seen of our entire lives, if you're watching the Commanders games and you're below 35? I'm not blaming Jaden all week long. He made a mistake. He even said it. He admitted it. And he lost a lack of focus, right? So there were so many things. We should have won. It was Jaden's fault. And number three, it was also our first home loss of the season. That shocked people. Like, we had been so good at home. So good at home, right? And to be honest with you, like, not only should we have won that game in my mind, it should have looked like the Giants and the Raiders games where we cruised to victory, win by 16 points. Giants 21-6, Raiders 41-24. Washington scored 24 at the Bears in a game in which they had three turnovers and a missed extra point. That's like 15 points right there. Yeah, we should have won by 16. We should have cruised a victory. And so you have to move past from that. You have to have short memory. You have to be like Dory from Nemo and just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Because obviously it's not going to help us to keep talking about how we could have won that game by double digits. So I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is, can this team fully move on to the next one and be prepared for the Dallas Cowboys in what ends up being a short week because that game was played on Monday Night Football? But Washington against Dallas, it always means something. It's a big game. It feels like any time these two teams face off against each other, no matter what the records are, right? I mean, we've gone into Dallas with, like, no wins and gotten a victory. I think Colt McCoy somehow did that, right? Dallas has done the same thing. And in fact, when I watched Jerry Jones' documentary on Netflix, which is really good, the gambler and his Cowboys, the rivalry hits when you hear John Madden say, it's Washington against Dallas. And we know for certain that one of these teams is the best team in the NFL. And he was talking about Washington. And they lost that game to the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't remember that, but I know my dad does. And I know many of the listeners do right here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. So if you guys know the show, you know I like to make it the most interactive radio show possible. That is 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You could always tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. Last thing I want to say about this Bears defeat before we fully focus on all things Dallas Cowboys, because I haven't talked to you guys since last Saturday, is I do not want to hear anything about how Caleb Williams is better than Jaden Daniels. That that it's like the freaking Chicago Bears fans didn't watch the game. I mean, Jayden Daniels was so much better than Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams was running for his life. He got lucky a lot of times, bailed out by his running back on key moments. Key third down, throws it to DeAndre Swift. He goes 55 yards. That wasn't anything Caleb Williams did. And then for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, look, the fumbling can't keep happening. He knows that. We all know that. This is his last life as a Commander's starting running back if he fumbles the ball. You cannot fumble three games in a row. I feel like he probably slept with the football, because if there's anything we've learned about this kid, it's how much he loves the game and how much he wants to make the most of this opportunity. So I don't think he's going to drop the ball on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. But what's interesting is Jayden Daniels is yet to have a Commander's victory over the Cowboys that he can call his own. Last year, Jayden Daniels had a really great comeback fall short because Austin Seibert missed an extra point. And then Jayden Daniels played the Dallas Cowboys at the end of the season, and it did not go very well. And he was pulled at halftime. They said there was an injury. We all knew, we just didn't want him to get beat up anymore by the big-ass Cowboys defensive line and guys like Micah Parsons. And so we saved him for the postseason. And Marcus Mariota came in and led the comeback and threw the game-winning pass to Terry McLaurin. But Jayden Daniels is yet to have a win over the Dallas Cowboys that he can call his own. And he's not from this area, but he's been here long enough now that I'm sure he knows a little bit about this rivalry. He got to witness it. I mean, that game in Washington last year was just insane with the up-and-down momentum, the up-and-down emotions of that game. And so this has Jayden Daniels written all over it in terms of him having a better game, him going out there and not turning the ball over, out-dueling Dak Prescott, as he's already out-dueled every other quarterback here in the NFC East outside of Dak. So I'm looking forward to this game on Sunday, and this game always means a lot to me because I hate the Dallas Cowboys. But what I think is interesting is, like, yes, this is a rivalry. This will always be a rivalry, even if these teams don't win a Super Bowl for the next 25 years. But Dallas fans, I have a friend who's a Cowboys fan, and like him as a person, hate him as a football fan. I think he's an idiot as a football fan. And a lot of Cowboys fans, they think of themselves a lot of times as the coolest person in every room and the smartest football fans on the planet. Like, they watch football in Texas and everybody else is not. That's how smart they think they are about football. And they call themselves America's team. And they think because we're America's team, well, everybody is our rivals. They claim the 49ers because of a couple matchups that happened three decades ago. Cowboys will claim Philadelphia as their arch rival. And then they'll be like, oh, and we hate New York, and New York hates us, and there's nothing like Dallas against New York. And then there's Washington, right? And everyone they face, they feel like, we're the Dallas Cowboys. Everyone's our rival because we're America's team. And it's just, give me a freaking break. You haven't won anything that matters in 30 years. You haven't won anything that matters in 30 years. From the Washington perspective, I'm a diehard Commanders fan in his 30s, and this rivalry has nothing to do with the present, but it has everything to do with the past history that was passed down to me through my dad, through my friends, and I was taught at a young age to hate Dallas, to hate Jerry Jones, to hate the star on the helmet and the dumb star on the field. I'll give you a little bit of story of why this rivalry means a lot to me when we return. Phone lines are open. Why do you hate Dallas? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital just after 9:15 here on a Saturday, October 18th. You're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the Odyssey app. We want to hear from you, Commanders fans. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. 1067. Tweet me that you're listening, or if it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein, and I want to tell you a little bit about myself for a second. So I'm 32 now, and as you guys can tell, I'm a diehard Commanders fan. Always have been, always will be. I was a season ticket holder with my dad for 17 years, but my hate for Dallas started long before that. It's like my first football memories were Go Skins, and I hate Dallas. But I told the story on my show this week, and I got a lot of good feedback, so I want to tell it again because it's 100% true. And once again, my perspective on this rivalry as a diehard fan in his 30s is nothing to do with the present, but everything to do with the past that was passed down to me. And like I said, I was taught at a young age to hate Dallas, Jerry Jones, and it feels like throughout my lifetime, they have just had the most hateable players in football. I mean, I know people that don't even really watch football. They don't like Tony Romo. He is so easy to hate Tony Romo, right? He dated Jessica Simpson. He dropped the ball and dropped a playoff game. I hated Tony Romo so much. I actually don't mind him as an analyst now, as long as he's not wearing that dumb jersey. Terrell Owens. Oh, my goodness. There's not a wide receiver I hated more than Terrell Owens. Crying, that's my quarterback. Wah, 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 T.O. Wah, wah, wah. He's doing sit-ups instead of getting interviews. I mean, just what a piece of garbage Terrell Owens was. And he's the one that called Debo fat this offseason. And then Dez Bryant, so arrogant. He dropped it. We know he dropped it. He didn't catch the ball, Dez. Ezekiel Elliott, right? He never found a shirt that actually fit. I mean, so many hateable players on the Cowgirls throughout my lifetime. I hate them all. But my hatred started, really, when I was 7 years old. This is a true story from September 1999. You can look it up. Washington hosted the Dallas Cowboys. And I read an excerpt from the ESPN article on my show this week. And I think it's kind of funny because it does kind of break down the game. So Washington had blown a game against the New York Giants the year before and then blew the entire season, lost like five straight. And so they were trying to start this season better. And it's 1999. Brad Johnson's the quarterback. We're in FedEx Field. And I'm witnessing what I think is the greatest win of all time. Washington entered the fourth quarter up 35-14 on our arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. 35-14 in the fourth quarter. And yet Dallas didn't quit. And Aikman found Mike Irving. And then, of course, Emmitt Smith, who I hated so much, ran it in. And then he connected with Mike Irving again. And I'm sitting so high up with my dad because we used to get the nosebleeds. They're like, I think my nose literally started bleeding. I remember we were so high up at this game that if I turned around and leaned up three seats, I was going to touch the top of FedEx Field. The top of FedEx Field, right? And this is when they were filling that thing up to 90-plus thousand. And Washington blows a lead. 35-14 becomes 35-34 after Irving catches the touchdown. And then the Dallas extra point doinks in. And so I'm in tears here, all right? I'm starting to cry. Washington gets one more opportunity. They get into field goal range. It's a 41-yard field goal for Brett Conway. Punter Matt Turk drops the snap. Bad snap. We didn't even get to attempt the game-winning field goal. So we go to overtime. And in overtime, I'm sitting in like section 426, row 99, it felt like. Literally the top of the stadium. And Cowboys fans, I know this and you know this. You don't really like football. You're there for the party and you're there for the festivities. A couple of Cowboys fans at the start of overtime must have gone out for a smoke. Must have gone out to try to get another drink, not realizing you're not getting drinks in overtime. And the first play in overtime, three Cowboys fans walk up all the way up to the top of the section and walk in front of me, and I miss the play as Troy Aikman throws an 80-yard bomb to Rocket Ishmael, and the Cowboys walk off to win in overtime. And I miss the play because some dumb Cowboys fan in a Michael Irvin jersey, I will never forget this, was standing in front of me saying, "Excuse me, I need to get by. Where are you going? You haven't been in those seats the entire game. We're now in overtime." I've hated Dallas and all of their fans ever since then, and it will never change. They don't really like football. They're there for the partying. They're there for the festivities, and they just get to ride it out. And I saw the most heartbreaking loss ever, and I'll never forget it. And we've seen other heartbreaking losses against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I do have a couple of good memories, like RG3, right? And we beat Dallas to get into the playoffs. But they've gotten revenge on us for sure. And so this rivalry means a lot to me, and it is a rivalry that I will always remember, and I will always hate Dallas. And for Washington, whether we are good or whether we are bad, there's only one thing that matters. We have to beat Dallas. It doesn't matter what our record is at the end of the day. I have a caller that calls in from time to time, and he likes to say there's two good things that can happen all weekend. That is, Washington wins and Dallas loses. And hopefully both of those things can happen on Sunday with Washington facing off against Dallas on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be a battle here, especially because both offenses have been lights out. Both teams have really been able to move the ball up and down the field. I'm interested to see who's going to have a better game between these two running backs. Javonte Williams has been a dog. You have to give him credit. felt like nobody wanted him. Dallas wanted him. Dallas got made fun of. Dallas was like, everybody's saying, oh, why didn't they go after Derrick Henry the year before? Now they're going to spend money on Javonte Williams. Who is this guy? They've turned him into like a legit bell cow back that can lead them. And so for Washington, we need Bill to have a really good game, just like Alfred Morris did, you know, what was that, 12, 14 years ago. I looked it up the other day. When Washington won in Dallas, Alfred Morris had 200 yards and three touchdowns. 200 yards and three touchdowns. RG3 didn't have to do much in that one because Alfred, a sixth-round pick, a late-round draft pick, led Washington to victory. This needs to be a bounce-back spot for Bill, and I'm pretty confident that he's going to have a good game here because of how much he loves football, and I think he knows this is it. Like, I think he knows that was your breakout week, and then you had a setback. You're going to fumble away your chance in an NFL career if you don't hold on to the ball. I think he realizes that. I really do. And so I'm pretty confident that he's not going to have that big mistake. We got a lot to get to on this show today, including the keys to victory and pathway to success. We'll bring on my buddy Linnell Willingham, get his thoughts on this matchup here, Washington at Dallas. And then we'll go behind enemy lines. RJ Choppy is a host for The Fan in Dallas. So we're going to go behind enemy lines with RJ at 11:30. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan and always available on the GOAT with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back here on The Fan.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And if you're enjoying the show, that's where you can check me out during the week. Monday through Friday, you can hear me on 910 The Fan, and that's always available on the go with the free Odyssey app or download the podcast. It's available every day on AWOD Radio. Just search Best of AWOD Radio. So, Washington against Dallas, and we know Washington will not have Terry McLaurin. And I want to get this take out about Terry, and then I'll get back to the game. But I think the most frustrating part about the Terry McLaurin injury is the confusion with the timeline. Looking back on it, hindsight's always 20/20, but, like, he should have been put on IR. Dan Quinn said he's running routes. The staff doesn't feel like he's all the way back. And it's very frustrating. And a lot of people are turning on Terry. A lot of people are saying Adam Peters shouldn't have given him all this money. You can't play the game where you look back, and you also can never play scared of an injury and not pay someone because of that. But that was the whole discussion this offseason of him turning 30 and what happens when a receiver turns 30, right? Here's what I want to say, though, is – with Terry McLaurin or without Terry McLaurin, this team does not have an identity yet, right? And Dan Quinn talked about how he would say they've been consistently inconsistent. And so he said he would give them an incomplete grade right now in terms of their identity. Well, they need to play complementary football. That's how you win games. And last year, week 7, is when I think we found our identity. We're going to run the ball. We're going to keep running the ball. We're going to play smash mouth, run the ball football, and that's with Jaden Daniels or without Jaden Daniels. As last year, week 7, Jaden Daniels came out week 7 after what? The first drive of the game? And Washington went on to demolish the Carolina Panthers 40-7. And Jaden had that 46-yard carry that he got hurt on. And Marcus had 11 carries for 34 yards. And Eckler had 4 carries for 17. And McNichols had 7 for 42. And B-Rob had 12 for 71. And we ran the ball for a whopping 214 yards. And that was our identity. That was found game 7 last year. And so Terry is injured and it sucks. But he's not a running back. And the majority of games we won last year were because of our rushing attack. I think we've seen Jaden Daniels can make almost any receiver look good. He's made people go out and buy a Chris Moore jersey. I would not do that. But Jaden Daniels has made receivers look so much better than they are, and he's gotten guys paid already, a.k.a. Deami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, right? And so we can talk about the next man up, next man up, next man up. And Luke McCaffrey is the next man up. And he has developed, and it feels like every week he has earned more and more snaps, and yet he's not quite getting them yet. And Cliff Kingsbury this week talked about the plan that he has in place for getting Luke a bigger role. And now they don't want to wear him out because he does kickoffs. And Jalen Lane, they're starting to involve him more. And that was a terrific double move on the sidelines last week. He burned the defender and Jaden dropped it into a bucket. And we have to remember that these guys are young. And the reason Chris Moore is getting so many snaps is because of his history of 9-plus years of experience running routes in tight spots, in tough games, and he has earned trust from this coaching staff. And so what I'm saying is, all right, Terry McLaurin's out at wide receiver, and you want Luke McCaffrey, I do too, but Chris Moore's out there, and Debo's out there, and Jalen Lane's out there, but we need to run the damn ball. That's our identity, right? That's our identity. And so it's running the ball and not turning it over. Running the ball and not turning it over and controlling time of possession. And I feel good about the rushing attack this year, as most of us should. We're tied for second in the NFL at 151 rush yards per game. The rushing attack has done its part. The problem is the turnovers. That's the one big thing that has got to change. One big thing that has got to change. Washington right now is -3 in turnovers, which is bottom 8 in the National Football League. We have given the ball away 6 times. All right, we've got two Mikey Sanristil interceptions and the fumble when Quan Martin popped Quentin Johnson and Lattimore recovered, and that's it. And so we can clamor for more turnovers defensively, and we can ask for more stops. But the offense has got to stop. That is full stop right there. The offense cannot give the ball away anymore because the offense has to realize, this is complimentary football here, that our defense just isn't that good. And our defense is going to struggle like they did last year, and they're going to bend but don't break, they hope, and they're going to give up too many points, and we're going to be asking for our offense to hopefully get the ball back at the end of the game and go down the field. But the offense cannot give the ball away. The defense is struggling. The offense cannot give the ball away. That is the number one thing that needs to stop against the Dallas Cowboys. And our X Factor Sunday, I do think, is our late-round pick in Bill. As long as he doesn't fumble his chance away from being this team's lead back. I read a good article on the Washington Post. Commanders fan favorite Bill isn't afraid of fumbling away his chance. A week after the rookie running back's breakout came a setback. Jacory Kroski-Merritt wouldn't want it to be so easy. He was quoted saying, "I still have a lot of confidence in myself. I just got to get better at my job, and that'll get fixed for sure." Dan Quinn said, "This is a rookie player. They're going to have some ups and some downs just like any other guys. I'm certain he's made of the right things to come back and battle through it." And this is going to be a big game for Bill, and it's a big spot for him as well in Dallas against a defense that has struggled, and so everybody's going to be thinking that he's going to go off. I think it's all about the timing, the rhythm, and the tempo of the offense. The timing, the rhythm, and the tempo of the offense to make sure that Bill has success. And Cliff Kingsbury spoke about that at length. And it was all about practice. Practice, practice. Not a game, but practice. Here's the full quote from Cliff Kingsbury. "I mean, everybody goes through it in this league, but I think just we haven't consistently been able to practice as a unit since training camp started. And I think that's where maybe some of this inconsistency is showing up, particularly on third downs. Just seems like we're a little bit off, but as a play caller, you just adapt to the personnel, and our staff has done a great job getting those guys ready to play, and those guys are making plays when they have been called upon, and so it's been cool to see those guys step up and make plays." Basically, Cliff Kingsbury saying, yeah, the reason for our struggles is our damn wide receiver missed training camp, our second wide receiver has been injured, our third wide receiver has now been injured and missed some practice. Our quarterback has missed 2 weeks of practice. We've lost our running back for the season. We haven't been able to be on the same page at all. And so I think you need to take a step back as a play caller then and get back to maybe some of the basic stuff and run the damn ball and run it successfully here. You've got John Bates back. You've got an improved offensive line. Maybe you're going to get Cosme in here eventually. Like, you've got to be able to run the ball. And so I think the offensive attack against Dallas starts with the running game. And the second thing is put some points on the board. I've been saying this all week long. I don't care if it's fourth and one from the one. If this is the first quarter, I'm kicking a field goal. Because it's just malpractice what we've been doing 3 weeks in a row. 45 minutes of first quarter football and 0 points being scored. And we're attempting to win these games. Like, first drive of the game, first quarter of the game has to be better, have to get off to a better start. And to me, as much as I'm saying, all right, maybe Cliff needs to be a little more basic with the play calling or on the football, to me it's on the players. Cliff, I thought, had a good game plan, and Jaden went down the field, and then he threw an interception, then Bill fumbled, and that was the end of the first quarter. You can't blame that on the coaching staff at all, right? So it's up to the players to come out here and execute and play better and get off to a better start in the first quarter of games. I know Dan Quinn talked about it, like he's thinking about experimenting with things to make sure this team gets off to a better start, but it's not just moving around the field fast, right? It's doing things the right way, not making big mistakes, you know, playing with your eyes, just not putting ourselves behind the line of scrimmage here because of an early false start or a holding. And when you have a chance to get off the field defensively, you cannot have an automatic first down type penalty. We got to play clean football if we're going to win in Dallas. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. So, offensively, like I said, no Terry McLaurin, next man up, run the damn ball. What are we going to do differently on the defensive side of the ball? We've seen this defense now the last few weeks. They've been up and down. The only thing that they've been able to do positively was the interceptions that we had in a row from Mikey Sainer still. I'm really worried about this defense because it just feels like we've regressed back to our form from the middle of last year. And I'm not sure that we have the talent in that defensive room to get much better. I had hoped that the schemes were going to make a difference. We are a year and a half into the Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr. defense here, and it's not working. It seems like the previous regime. Our best defense is bend but don't break. That's not good enough. It's not good enough. And so here's my take on this defense. I think there's one thing this defense is good at right now, and that's blitzing. I actually think we're really decent at blitzing, maybe even above average at blitzing. And we've got a few guys that have got some damn sacks this year, right? Dorrance Armstrong's done his thing. Bobby Wagner's gotten in the backfield. Von Miller has not been bad, and Von Miller is one of the three captains as Dallas, Washington, Dan Quinn choosing three Texas boys from Dallas, went to Texas A&M before becoming a star in the NFL, future Hall of Famer, and a Super Bowl 50 MVP. So Von Miller, one of the three captains, all three Texas boys here. But I think this team has shown they have an ability to blitz, but they wait too long, I think. We have got to start a game with some blitzing, and then maybe we fall back into our zone coverage that seems to just allow any quarterback, Michael Penix, Justin Herbert, Caleb Williams, doesn't matter, carve us up with 5-yard dimes, 10-yard dimes, out routes, just finding soft zones in our defense. And it's just so frustrating to watch here. And also, you watch this game and you feel like this coaching staff is handcuffed because I don't think they have any confidence in their secondary to play man-to-man. So they're like, all right, we're going to play zone and hope that we bend but don't break and then try to get a penalty or something or a sack to push the team back behind the chains and then get a stop. But I'll tell you what I'm seeing. Frankie Louvu, who I thought was going to take a big step forward this year, I had predicted he was going to lead the team in tackles. No. He was going to be an all-pro linebacker. No. He's been awful in pass coverage. Just so bad in pass coverage. If you watch the film, it seems like every time we are in a zone and Louvu drops back, they're throwing it to his area and he's nowhere to be found. And that's just not what he's good at. And like, I understand the mindset from the coaching staff because I think, well, we're trying to develop Louvu, who had an unbelievable year last year. Let's see if he could take over for Wagner in the future, right? But that's just not his specialty. And so I think on passing down situations, Louvu cannot be a linebacker. You got to try someone else. McGee, Kane Medrano, who you drafted. Put him in the dirt. Let him rush the passer because he can do that. But he just cannot step back in coverage. And then at the safety position, I really like Quan Martin, but it kind of seems like he's regressed a little. Maybe it was just one play, but that awful tackle against DeAndre Swift pretty much cost us the game. And it just seems like he's not been in the right spot at the right time, like he was playing a lot better last year. And Will Harris was brought in, and he got hurt. And Jeremy Reeves is a heavy hitter, but I don't think he is good enough to be a starter at that position. And I think you've seen the coaching staff try to get more from Darnell Savage. But there's a reason that he was let go and then picked up. So I don't trust the secondary. But I do think that this defensive line is doing their part, and we need to make the secondary's job easier and give quarterbacks less time to throw it deep. So I think this is a game in which you blitz early, you blitz often, then, all right, if you get a lead, maybe you drop back into coverage more. But we've got to get Dak Prescott off of his spot. We've got to do a lot of what we did to Caleb Williams in terms of making him throw on the run. I actually thought that the defense against Caleb, like, made him throw three interceptable balls. Go back and watch again. I thought he threw three interceptable balls. The problem is we caught none of them. And Jaden threw a pick, right? But we held Caleb to 17 to 29. He didn't throw for 300 yards, 252. We had three sacks. His QBR was awful at 37.3. I felt like we did a decent job on him. We just didn't make the game-changing play. And then, he took three sacks, but he also wiggled out of a few more and ran for a couple yards. And we didn't have, like, the game-changing sack or the game-changing sack fumble, right? We had the Luvu hit right before the half where he knocked the living bleep out of him, but he got right back up, and it was the end of the half, so it didn't matter. We've got to keep rushing the passer with an aggressiveness that we are coming to not just sack him, but to get a sack fumble or to get a hand on that ball and strip it or to tip it into somebody else's hands so that they can make a play. We have to be rushing Dak Prescott like we're going to force him into a mistake. And I'm okay with allowing Dak Prescott to get a one-on-one opportunity down the field. But I cannot let Dak Prescott throw five-yard passes to CeeDee Lamb, five-yard passes to Ferguson, an eight-yard pass to George Pickens, and then just go right down the field against Washington. Force him to make a tough throw. Force him to make a tough throw. And he's been really good this year. He's been in an MVP form. But also, let's test out that hamstring of his. Send guys. See if he can run around the corner like he has against Washington in the past. Because Dak Prescott's running abilities have not really been shown this year at all. 14 carries for 49 yards? Let's see if he is fully healed and has the full confidence in himself to do what old Dak Prescott used to do, which is run around and then stiff-arm someone to the ground. Right? Remember, that's how he got hurt a few years ago with stiff-arming someone. So let's see if he wants to play like that again. Blitz Dak Prescott. Get him off of his spot defensively. I think you got to find a way to force the turnover. I've been saying all week on my show that this is a race to 35 points. Michael Phillips thinks that might not even be enough. If you see what Dallas scored 40 twice and 37 to beat the New York Jets. But I think it's a race to 35 points tomorrow between Washington and Dallas. Can our defense create a turnover? Can we force a couple of punts in this game and give Jaden Daniels an extra opportunity? I also think this clearly seems like a game that will be a lot of points being scored, offenses moving the ball. Which team can successfully do the two-possession bit right before the half, right? Where, all right, Washington seems to love to defer. We'll give Dallas the ball. We go back and forth. Maybe it's 10-10. And then if Washington gets an opportunity for a field goal right before the half to make it 13-10 and then get the ball back and score and make it 20-10. Can we do the two possession in a row bit? Because that could be the difference maker in this game here. It does feel like it's going to be tooth and nail. It's going to be down to the wire. I feel like whatever quarterback gets the ball last is going to have the best chance to win this game here with how these defenses have played. But for Washington, hopefully they can run the ball. They can get a defensive stop, a turnover, take a two possession lead, right? Because this team has been at their best when Cliff Kingsbury can take his giant playbook and open it up entirely and have an open playbook and just have a two-score lead. You don't know if we're going to run the ball, if we're going to play action, if he's going to do a trick play, if he's going to have a direct snap to somebody. Let Cliff Kingsbury cook. Let him get creative. He can get his most creative plays off when we have a two-score lead. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. Why do you hate Dallas? I told you a story earlier today. If you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. 1-800-636-1067 or tweet us at AWOD Radio at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.